Hi guys, welcome back to We Should Talk, a pop culture interview series from In the Know. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and this week on the podcast, we have Ariana Maddox from Vanderpump Rules. And, you know, I think there were a lot of people that are kind of over Vanderpump Rules or didn't really need it to come back, and I am not one of those people. I was really excited for Vanderpump Rules to come back, and I was sad when it kind of felt like it may never come back. You know, it took an extended hiatus, which is kind of what a lot of Bravo shows are doing, but it was one of the first ones to do that. You know, I wanted it to come back, and they got rid of some people that needed to go, and they made the group smaller, which was one of the biggest criticisms of the show last year. And I think it's been great so far. I think there's less darkness there from a certain someone. I think we're at a different stage in some of their lives. Some of them are mothers now and parents, and you know, I think there's a lot more to navigate. So, you know, I was really excited to chat Ariana's ear off about this entire season. I love Ariana. I think that she's a great television personality. I think that she's a great person. And I think that she, what I love about her is she's not afraid to say what everyone else is thinking, and she just says it. So, you know, we talked a lot about her and Lala and sort of the different tensions that are there, the Katie and Tom of it all, and the Katie and Tom of it all, and sort of just everything that goes into that and why that's so sort of like explosive. There's a lot to talk about for this season. So if you're watching Vanderpump Rules, if you're excited to know about what's going on, Ariana said a lot in this interview. So keep listening for my interview with Ariana Maddox from Vanderpump Rules. Tune in to Vanderpump Rules Tuesdays at 9 p.m. on Bravo. And please rate, review, and subscribe to We Should Talk on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're here with Ariana Maddox from Vanderpump Rules on Bravo. Ariana, I'm so excited to finally have time with you off of Twitter. We're not in the flesh, but we are eye to eye at least over Zoom. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, just, you know, I'm so excited that Vanderpump is back. We were talking earlier, and it's like, you know, there was a void in my life without this show, you know, and you obviously felt that.
The intro song, you're just like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, it's like chills up and down my arms. Obviously, I really liked this season so far. I think it's been a great vibe. We can get into it, but there's obviously a lot that has happened in the Vanderpump world over the past year and a half. And mm-hmm. as a longtime fan of the show, you know, after the end of last season, we lost a good amount of people. It was COVID, unclear what was happening with the show. I personally was kind of like, is the show ever going to even come back? Like that's sort of where I feel like the mindset did that go through your mind? Was there ever a point for you that it was like, oh, maybe it's just kind of like never going to come back?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. Because with COVID, there would be like a date set, like, oh, you know, plan ahead. Maybe we might start filming in October. Well, first it was like July.
Right.
Then it was October. Then it was, okay, well, maybe January. And it was just, you know, one of those things where I think just with everything with COVID, like just being so unsure. And even then, like when we did start filming, I mean, we have all these COVID protocols now. Mm-hmm. And there's just things are just have to be done differently in order for everyone to be safe. And so it does, this is life now.
Yeah, it is. But what was the moment like for you when you like finally actually got the confirmation that was like, all right, it's happening, we're filming, here she's coming back. Like, what was that moment like for you?
Excited. Okay, so likely we were at home and we get the email or we get the call and it's like, oh my God, like a relief, a sense of relief washing over. But then, you know, we're so, at least for me, I know I'm so out of practice.
Right.
With not just talking to people.
Like just like the base level of like human interaction.
Yeah, exactly. Just seeing people and being around them, but then also out of practice with like what it's like getting opinions on the internet. People. And I feel like, you know, I had gotten to a point the last season where I was like, I'm fine. Well, I was in therapy throughout the entire pandemic and I need to start going back. But that was something that really helped me. And I was very much like, yeah, you know, I'm good now with it. And then this time around, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot what that's like. And I want to fight everyone on the internet.
Don't we all, honestly?
It's interesting going into filming and being around people. Like I think a lot of us were so exhausted, like day to day, just because we were not used to being around. I mean, even with our friends, like we would see each other and talk to each other, but you go home, you go, you know, you don't have like these arguments with, you know,
it's like another level of interaction. And then it's like, it's elevated because there are the cameras and we're having the drama that you don't normally have. So it's, I can't even imagine that sort of like the ramping up of that right away.
Yeah. And then being like, oh, well, okay. I better get good at expressing my feelings.
for sure. You know, going back a tiny bit before that moment happened, when you guys did get confirmation before filming started, were you like formulating, okay, like what does my life look like without the show? Like, because again, obviously you guys have all been so intertwined with this apparatus of a show for so long that like, it was probably, I'm guessing it was hard for you to sort of like wrap your mind around that. But was that going through your mind about like, okay, like what does this look like for me and Tom?
Yeah. Just, you know, because I think Tom and I have spent the last few years, like really cultivating our other like business endeavors and stuff, but there's always like the main focus is the show. And so if that was to go away, I think we both were thinking about like, what does that look like for us? It would just be going full force into, you know, and everything else. I mean, we already kind of do. And that was something that we were so incredibly lucky that Fancy AF Cocktails came out when it did.
Totally.
Because I mean, our pub day was December 3rd. And then we were able to do our tour. We were able to do regular press. We were able to do all of that stuff and really get the book, I think, the recognition that it deserved. Exactly. And so, but without that, like if that had happened a couple months later, or, you know, if we had come out a couple months later, like I really and truly don't know where we would be right now, because we are both in the cocktail space and we want people to see that. And so I think that's definitely, if, you know, without the show, we were thinking like, all right, it's
like game on. Right. Exactly. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, hey, now we're ramping up with filming and you kind of see who's going to be around, right? Because obviously, like, I think one of the biggest criticisms of last season of Vanderpump Rules was that there were just like so many people. And it was like, the cast had just like ballooned into this huge size. And I think part of that was just sort of like a transitional moment for the show where it was like, all right, some of you guys don't work at the restaurant anymore. And like, we have to have sort of a new class of people. And it was sort of like two kind of worlds of the show meeting. And I feel like that was obviously a big criticism of it. And obviously some people got let go and left the show. When you see sort of like the group that you started filming with, what was going through your mind in that way? And sort of, okay, how am I going to navigate the group as it stands now?
Well, the funny thing about the group as it stands now is that those are my people.
Right.
not to say that the other people who are on the show, that they're not people I care about and that I don't love and that we don't have our own friendships. But
of course.
But when I joined the show, it was like, you're coming in to a group of friends that exist. Now you have to figure out how you fit into everyone else. And I was like, I don't really operate that way. Like in other areas of my life, it's not like me trying to like wedge myself into another friend group. And then I'm feeling like this season, I'm like, well, this is my friend group. So everyone else, now it's your turn to wedge.
Totally. So do you feel a sort of sense of, I mean, wrong word, but like not like queen bee status, but like, it's sort of like you're one of the vets now, and you're one of the people that like,
that's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like it's obviously a shared show. It's not one person's show, but yeah, I think that like, there's a group of you guys that have been around for longer than everyone else. And you must feel a little bit more sort of, it must sort of empower you a little bit.
I think it's more of like, pressure a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But like, you've done this, you've been around, you better
be on the
team. Yeah. Like, you better bring it.
Yeah.
And that's, that can be
Well, it seems like you brought it. So yeah. I'll have to say, so far, all signs are pointing to you bringing it. So
good, good. You know, other than being like completely feeling like a fish out of water with being social with anyone, I felt so good last summer. Just about, I think what happens is with anything is a lot of times you get this feeling of you've done something for a while, or you've, I don't know, we all tend to take things for granted, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
In life. It's human nature too. And I think that season 8, like there was definitely moments. I mean, like we saw like Jax being like, I'm not driving to a beach cleanup. It's like, we have a call time.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And that this is what we're doing today. We're doing this beach cleanup, and for you to, you know, so, and I think that, but that kind of like mentality of being like, I don't want to do that. I have to do this. Like, oh, I have to, you know, definitely changed into, at least for me, like, oh my God, I get to do this. Like, absolutely. I get to go to Palm Springs with some of my best friends, dress up in costumes, or I get to, you know, like all the things. And it just was so, like, even in the scene where me and Lisa go to lunch in like the second episode, like you're I right. was crying when I saw her. I was so happy to just see her. And I just, so I think that, I mean, hopefully that comes across, but
I think it does.
I was just thrilled to be doing anything.
So you almost have another level of gratitude now for yeah. the whole thing.
Yeah. For health, happiness, friends, and Vanderpump Rules.
Four tenets of life right there. I love it.
Yes.
I have no problem saying this, but I think that like part of the reason why I like this season so much is that like the person you just mentioned, Jax, is not around. And I think he hasn't blocked on Twitter. So I really don't mind saying this, but I think that like there was just such a dark energy that was coming from that direction. And mm-hmm. I think that without that around, I'm sure you felt that in the group, because it's no secret that you guys weren't best friends either. But like, even just as a viewer, it's like, it just feels like there's nothing like sucking the energy out. And like you just said, you all want to be there, you know? And I think that that's so important, because nobody wants to feel like you guys are phoning it in. You know what I mean? And so I think that could have come across from, that was definitely coming across from him. So I'm curious for you, is it a relief to not have Jax around anymore in this group with you?
Yeah. There's an energy of a recurring theme would be, this person, it's like Voldemort, this person says something, right. They, who even knows where, whatever, it's, maybe there might be like a kernel of truth or that, whatever, he would say whatever he wants about anybody, and then we would spend 3 and 4 days talking about it, and it just sucks all the life out of everything else, and I'm sure some people loved to watch that, but I personally did not. When things are the same, the same, the same, to me, that is what is boring. So I found that very boring. And so I feel like what is going on right now is like so new and fresh for us. And that's why I think that for me, watching this new season is really interesting, because it is very, it's got different stuff.
I agree. And I think there's different things. We're seeing everyone at a different stage of their life. Also, what sort of makes the group work, and this is probably goes back to what you said earlier, which is like, this is like a genuine group of people who are friends, is that like, there are some pretty built-in tensions in some of these one-on-one relationships. I mean, mm-hmm. you and Lala have like a natural just tension in your relationship, that you obviously, all these people have a history, but I mean, mm-hmm. Tom and Katie have a built-in butting heads, obviously. Tom and Tom have a really, really like interesting dynamic that I think has like, we're unpacking this year. I mean, there's Ashina and Lala even, like, I think there's a lot of this built in, just like really interesting tension between one-on-one mm-hmm. relationships. And I'm sure that you feel that too, as again, somebody who's been around, like you see these relationships that have so much history in them, you know, and it must be interesting for you to sort of watch these all take new turns, as the seasons go on.
It is interesting. And it's also like something too, that we have to remind myself, you know, that it's okay. Like, I think too, something that would always happen in the past would be like, you disagree with one person and then there's like 5 people that are gonna yell at you.
Yeah.
But I feel like everyone is standing on their own 2 feet, or kind of has to a little bit. And I think that that is leading to some really interesting stuff. So it's fun. It's really interesting for me to see, like, when I watch the show, I see the stuff that I wasn't there for. A lot of times too, it gives me a completely different perspective than what I had in the moment, because what because I'm seeing something that I didn't know or didn't mm-hmm. see. And I feel like that's to me is like the big thing of the, I'm getting kind of like, okay, this is going to be a running theme for me. This
right. is an example of that, like the Lala and Sheena conversation, maybe, like, because you were outside for that, and that you probably saw, it probably looked like it was one thing. And then obviously we saw that was actually a pretty emotional, effective.
Yeah, that one. And then the Lala, the Palm Springs with
Charlie.
Like all of that. It's just crazy because it's, if I wish I could be on the fly on the wall for everything, because then I would always be right. But I feel like when I don't know things, by the way, I'm a very nosy friend. Like I like to know everything. And I'm a vault. I won't tell people your business, but I want to know everything.
Hey, and that's a good way to be.
Yeah, but like that's like when I'm watching the show, I'm like, I didn't know that. And now I feel like my opinion of what happened is like wrong.
Right. Because you didn't have all the facts.
Yes.
Right. Oh. Well, I mean that it must be also, I mean, on that regard, it must be interesting for you to watch some of these new moms navigating motherhood and some of these more intimate moments that are like just them or just them and their partner, you know, with their baby. And that was another kind of like narrative, I feel like, going into the season. It's like, okay, what's this going to be like with some new moms navigating motherhood? Usually we're just used to seeing you guys party and fight, but this is obviously a whole other level of like adulthood and responsibility. What's it been like for you to watch these moments of, you know, Sheena and Lala with their babies?
It's so cute. I mean, Summer is, I love Ocean. I spent a little bit more time obviously with Summer.
Yeah.
Based on me and Sheena's closeness, and I love her so much. It's cute. I mean, they're very cute.
Yeah. It's just so interesting. I think it's so cool to see just like the different sides of, and it's very natural for both of them. And so I think it's cool to watch.
Yeah.
I think it dispelled any sort of like, you know, questions about like how the show could go on with babies.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I see like everything on the internet. Like definitely kind of like troll and look at what people say. And so many people were like, oh, it's just going to be all babies now. And I was like, how would that, that's not possible.
No.
But I think just the right amount of baby.
I think so too. I think so. We're getting some glimpses. It's not dominating the situation.
But
I mean, even with Sheena and Lala, it changes the dynamic of their tension and their relationship. Mm-hmm. So I think it adds to it for sure. So I do want to talk about you and Lala, because obviously you kicked the premiere. I mean, the season kicked off with you guys butting heads in the premiere.
Yeah.
And, you know, you were such a vibe in that moment with facial expressions and everything.
Thank you.
Why for you is it so sort of like electric between you two? Like in your words, what kind of goes into that dynamic? Because it really is, I mean, you guys have your history, obviously, but why is that the case?
Well, I don't appreciate someone just talking about me. There was a lot more that she said, not just in that podcast, but like also going back over time and like the things that she had said about me, you know, season 8 when I wasn't around, and then she like never really apologized for it.
Right.
And so it was all of that. And then I hear about it and I'm just like, oh, okay. Because the biggest thing for me is I felt like she was just full of I was like, this is a lie. And if you saw the Never Before Seen episode that aired the week later, you see me showing her the text messages that were sent to her. She was like, I didn't get these. I'm like, it says delivered, lady. Right. Mm-hmm. And you unfollowed me. The sequence of events was very much like, we were talking about a lot of the stuff with the show and everything, you know, paragraphs back and forth to each other. She called me, you know, in like May and June. And then her and Sheena got into what they got into. I was not taking sides at first, really.
Right.
But then when Lala went on Instagram Live and started, and like, Instagram and started calling Sheena just like gross and all these awful things, I was like, okay, that's my best friend. Mm-hmm. And I did the same podcast. It's No Filter with Zach. And he asked me, he said, you know, are you team Sheena or team Law? And I was like, I'm always going to be team Sheena. But I always kept it very cordial and very cool in regards to that, because I was like, listen, I hope that they make up and I hope that we're able to move past this. So then flash forward, and we had seen each other at Katie's house and, mm-hmm. you know, whatever, flash forward. And she's just saying, I only like underdogs. And I was like, now you're insulting my friends by calling them underdogs.
Right.
It was like when she said, oh, I'm so sorry, Raquel, I only bully the weak. What? That's what you're saying, Raquel's weak. That's what you don't understand. So I didn't appreciate it. And there, yeah, again, a lot more was said than just like the one thing that made it into the show.
Yeah.
And then the scene, you know, I very calmly showed her this text message, and it got to a point where I always felt like I was just being gaslit until the freaking cows come home and being told that, oh, this didn't happen. Oh, this isn't like this. And I'm like, but here's all these receipts that it was exactly the way I'm saying. And I think that that's what really gets me going, is the saying something horrible about someone and then refusing to even acknowledge that you've said something that may have hurt that person, and then expecting that person to apologize for like making you mad. I mean, it's just like, okay, but you were mad about what? You know, right. It's just yeah.
It almost makes you question your own like sanity. Yes, and sort of like,
yes, right. exactly.
Yeah. Well, So for you guys, are you now in the same place as you were, you know, or are we gonna, I mean, I know there's one moment where you say, you know, I was boring cool, which is top notch moment in the trailer.
Thank you.
But so I'm assuming we're gonna get more from you guys.
This is definitely, it's an ongoing journey, and TBD on us now, because, you know, there's still stuff. I mean, and then the Instagram drama of the night of the premiere, you know, I just feel like it's
a constant ongoing thing, I think, for you guys.
It just seems to like that we get maybe to somewhere that's good, and then we don't see eye to eye on something like at all. And then it's always, you know, because in Palm Springs, I don't know, you know, when we were in the pool, I did say, like, I was like, we're going to have fun no matter what, period. And I meant that. And we did all have fun in Palm Springs. And, you know, you didn't really see that, but like me and Lala did have fun together in Palm Springs, because I was like, I'm determined for us to have fun. And we did kind of have a little bit of a talk, but it's more of a stalemate than anything.
Right. Yeah.
That I ditched her when she became friends with other people. And I was just like, are we on Earth right now? Like, what? What are we?
It seems like what I appreciate about your side in this is like, you're willing to check whatever the history is, whatever the moment is at the door for the sake of the group, maybe. Mm-hmm. But if she's not going to meet you there, then you're going to call it out, which I think is, you know, you give the chance, and if she's not going to take it, then she's not going to take it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I, you know, of course, like in my heart of hearts, I want everybody to be good, and I want us to be good.
It's good TV. Let's just say that.
I feel like, you know, when they say like marriages take work, right? Well, me and Lala aren't married to each other, but it's like my one friendship in life that I feel like requires, like, in order for it to work, like, we are both going to have to work at it. So who knows? Like, it's something that even like on this season on the show, like you said, that moment, like there are so many ups and downs. Like, there's already been ups and downs that maybe like didn't make it in, but it's like, it's constant.
Well, that just shows you how many there are. You know what I mean? They can't all make it in.
So many that they were like, there's
all right, let's pave over this. Right. Exactly. Oh my gosh. Switching gears a little bit. I mean, a big part of the season is also, I mentioned earlier, the Tom and Katie sort of that whole thing, and sort of, you know, Katie sort of dipping her toe into being more involved in one of their businesses, and sort of the complications that brings to this whole, the Tom and Tom dynamic. You know, obviously you're sort of like the fourth player in this sort of like interesting, what's your read on it in terms of just like why Tom and Katie continue to sort of like, is it a power play? Is it because Tom Schwartz is the way he is? Like, what do you think it is?
I think there are many factors at play.
Yeah.
Many. And I think one of the biggest ones that to me feels important to have out there is that over, like, when Tom and Tom very first like started doing this project of opening a new bar together, they agreed that me and Kate, they literally like shook hands and agreed that me and Katie wouldn't be involved. And I think that that's honestly for good reason. I think it's just so the personal aspect of our relationships. I just feel like for me personally, I just think it would be detrimental to the business. And it's just, and also our personal relationships.
Absolutely.
And then Tom Schwartz kind of said, well, now I want Katie involved. And so that's where it's like, but we agreed on this and now that's changing, or you want that to change. I don't want that to change because I think it's good without it, you know? And then add in everything else, add in the fact that Tom Schwartz is basically pitting the two of them against each other in private. And then add on the fact that Katie and Tom Sandoval just have such a convoluted, like crazy history as friends that spans even like way before the show. And Tom started, you know, Tom's first, okay, so just two Toms.
Schwartz and Sandoval.
I'm just saying last names. Okay, so, you know, Sandoval's first, like his whole introduction to Katie back in the day was, this is a girl that my best friend Schwartz is dating. And so obviously any relationship issues with Schwartz and Katie, that became, you know, Tom Sandoval is the person that he's going to. And so, and then on top of that, Katie and Kristen and Sassy all being best friends. And then he's getting the, you know, from Kristen, he's getting the, okay, well, Katie and Sassy were mean to me or whatever it was, like all of that stuff. And then you fast forward to now, and I can't imagine anyone just being like, oh, I'll just forget about all of that.
It's impossible.
On board. Like I get where he's coming from. At the same time, I get where Katie's coming from. She's interested in being involved. She does have experience. I love her. She's one of my close friends, and I think she's a wonderful person. I personally would just be like, this is too much. Clearly, this is not a good idea, and I'm going to back away. But it seems like it keeps coming back up.
Yeah.
And every time it comes back up, it gets worse and worse and worse. And it makes me really sad, honestly, because, you know, the four of us, there was a point in time, like a couple years ago, where the four of us were like really like solid. Like a unit.
Right. Exactly.
And I want to get back there. So I think the way of getting back there is probably not us all working together.
Right. But, well, because my next question was for you, like, obviously you're sort of the opinion that Katie should just pull herself out of the situation in the business capacity, but like,
one should just go like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah. Was there ever a conversation that was like, oh, maybe to solve it, like you go into it. So then it's like sort of more of an even, cause I feel like right now it's like a 2-on-1 sort of situation. It's obviously a little more convoluted than that, but like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if it was both couples together.
I did think about it. Like, would I want to be involved and what would I do? But then I thought like, but what would I do?
Right.
I'm bartending. Yeah, you're out of your mind. I'm not bartending for my boyfriend that owns the place. Like, no.
Why not? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Cause then I start thinking about it. I'm like, well, then in any capacity that I'm involved, I'm working under my.
Yeah. And that's a different dynamic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see it. I'm just curious if that was ever part of the conversation of like, okay, like how do we go forward? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Not for me. No. And it's just not, you know, I bartended tended bar, I guess is the proper way to say it.
Okay.
Like over 10, 12 years.
Right.
I got my fill of it. You know, now I like to just be there. And I like to design cocktails, as you know, as far as like being behind the bar and the stress of like being in that environment, like every, you know, 3-4 nights a week. It's just something that I've moved past, like the feeling of it.
You like paid your you've paid your dues. You have.
Yeah, and it gives me like, yeah. You know, makes me feel weird. So yeah, I just think that it's, yeah. And I've thought about it. And I'm like, but the Toms are also really both great at designing cocktails. So it's kind of like, I don't even know where I would fit in. You know, where I fit in is sitting at the booth in a booth and eating amazing food and drinking cocktails and posting about it on Instagram and telling everybody.
There we go. Yeah. That's, there we go. You're one of the marketing people. Okay.
There we go. I'm a promoter.
Yes.
I'm a promoter in her mid-30s. I just became a club promoter.
Oh my God. I love it. Honestly. Hey, find your role. You know, I like it. Yeah. You know, I think what I loved seeing recently was the James and Raquel engagement. And like, I, you know, just like full disclosure, like it took me a little bit of time to like get on board with them because obviously they've had their ups and downs, and James especially has had his ups and downs. And I think it took Raquel a minute to find her place in this group. But I shed a tear during that moment. I think it was so sweet. And they've just come so far individually and as a couple. What was it? I mean, and you guys weren't there for that moment. So what was your reaction to seeing the engagement up close and personal on TV?
I also shed a tear. I think in real life, like there at Rochella, I could not stop crying. Like, I think there's like, when you look at my face, it's like my makeup is gone. I've just been crying the whole time. Cause I just thought like it was like a surprise for everyone.
Yeah.
We thought, they told us we were going to drive around in the van and then go back to the house, and the house was going to be decorated.
Got it. I wasn't sure exactly what they had told you guys, actually. That's interesting. Okay. Yeah.
And so then when we pulled up and it said like, welcome to Rochella, we were like, oh, like, I was like, what? Like, this is crazy. And then we're going down this like driveway and you just see one of our camera guys standing at the end of the driveway, just like this, like receiving us. And then that's when it was like, wait, we're going to be out of the van. And we're like at Coachella. And I know a lot of people are like, I don't understand what's so romantic about that. And I'm like, you know,
it's different when you've been going every year and that's what your fun and is. Yeah.
You have these memories. And so that's the thing, is like Raquel and James had so many of these memories tied to being out in the Polo Grounds and like seeing music together and stuff. And so it was something that was, I think that was what was so crazy about it. It was like, it was a party that was thrown for all of us, but it was all a whole giant ruse.
A ruse, yeah.
Actually all about Raquel. And so, yeah, when I watched the actual proposal, like off to the side, it was so cute. I definitely shed a tear. And like that, I almost wish there could have just been, like, we need like a Sheena style vlog.
Yeah.
Everything that was going on there, because I feel like it was so great that I feel like you can't even capture it, you know, like.
I feel like we had to cut to Tom and James, like, you know, doing the planning and whatever. But like, I agree. I don't feel like we got the full experience, yeah. But.
We need a vlog.
Let's do it. And I feel like I'm curious, was there any sort of sense that like something was coming among the group, or was it literally a total surprise to everyone?
It was a total surprise. I mean, I think that we all kind of assumed that at some point with it, like, it just seemed like they were headed towards being engaged at some point, but it also kind of felt like they just did this big surprise. Cause it was, you know, just part of planning of the trip, and they had this idea, and it really didn't even, I think what it was already so much that it felt like it couldn't be more. And then it was more. I mean, and even after they got engaged, they came back, we welcomed them back into, and we had a big,
and
huge,
kept going. Party. Right.
And by the way, I mean, obviously you can't pay to clear all that music for television, but James is an incredible DJ. and he played like the best set ever. And then we went back out. They were like, oh, we want to show you guys one more thing. And we were like, okay, what? And then we went back out onto the other area and we all sat in the grass. And Tom had this, he had non-alcoholic for the non-drinkers and this big bottle of fancy champagne. We all drank champagne, toasted to them. And then there was a second fireworks show.
Oh my gosh. Insane. What? Oh my gosh. I love it.
Yeah, I was like, this is the best day of my life. Like, I don't, everyone was just so like, I think everyone was just so blown away to like, how could this be real life? Like, I don't, and I know a lot of people think like, oh, well, Bravo planned all this stuff. Or, they didn't.
Okay, but it almost gave me like secondhand anxiety watching Tom write all those checks, I have to say.
I know.
And so for you, it must have been like, oh my God.
I know. I was like, I got to do more SpawnCon. I don't know.
You got to promote the restaurant more. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, winding down, I mean, obviously there's a lot more to come for this season. And I think it's, you know, I'm hopeful for the future of this show. And I think that, again, you guys have landed on this like smaller, great group dynamic again. You know, we obviously have the rest of the season, but if you're thinking about like a next season and whatever, what's your opinion on sort of like the current size of the group? Who's around? Do you want some new blood around? Do you think there's enough there right now? Like, what's your sort of opinion on all of all that?
Well, I always like new blood because I find it, I like to get to know people. And when there's somebody new, like I do like whatever they bring, whether maybe they don't like me or whatever, but I do like there being just new people to bounce off of in terms of like what's going on. And I do really enjoy getting to know people. And so I think that I'll always be welcoming of new blood. That being said, I do think that the amount of people is at a good amount right now. So hopefully that doesn't, like, I don't want to go anywhere.
I don't want you to go anywhere either.
To stay put. I don't know what that would mean. I don't know, but I do think that like the slightly smaller group does allow for like more deep dives into what's going on and dynamics.
I agree.
But that being said, I do always really like getting to know new people. So
both. Let's get both.
New people that aren't moms.
Who will bring you into the party, like, right?
Yeah, exactly. Who can stay out with me? And like, that is not a dig at, like, please do not anyone get this, that think that that is a dig. I love Sheena so much. And I don't ever, and Lala is wonderful. I just mean like,
it's different,
you know?
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah.
And we're different. And I love them so much. And I also love my child-free friends so much too, because then we just...
Best of both worlds, you know what I mean? Like that's
exactly.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
Best of both.
I love it. Well, just quick before we sign off, what can we expect for the rest of this season? I mean, we're still relatively early in the season, but what can we expect kind of for the rest?
Wow, a lot of drama, ups and downs, a lot of drama, and definitely a couple of surprises towards the very end. That
in terms of like relationships, that kind of dynamics.
Things like that.
Okay.
Also some alpacas.
Always down. Always down for a cameo from some alpacas. I love it. Yeah. Actually, also before we sign off, I mean, I know that you're a fellow Britney stan, and I know that, like, I mean, I've been a fan of her since I was 5 years old, and I think that your relationship with her goes that far back too. It's a big time of being a Britney fan right now. It's an exciting time.
Yes.
Where do you stand right now with the Britney of it all? She's you know, Jamie's out. We think she's almost free. It's happy times.
I want her to take care of herself and her heart, and I want her and Fee to reconnect so badly.
Fee, the angel on this earth. Oh my gosh.
And I just feel like she's the friend that Britney needs. And I want her to just take her time and really protect her heart. And then if at any point in time she's ready to spill the tea, we will be here.
All ears.
Ready. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, her, I love her new attorney, Matthew Rosengart. Zaddy. We love yes. him.
We love him for multiple reasons. Exactly.
Can't wait for him to go after everybody who's done her wrong.
It's the redemption. It's the redemption era is coming. So,
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Well, Ariana, this is so fun to connect and talk and whatever, but, what is there anything else you want to promote or anything that you want to do some plugs for before we sign off?
Well, if anyone wants to follow me, every time I post anything, I lose followers. So please follow me.
I'm doing it wrong. What the hell?
I know. Like, I'm afraid to post anything. Please follow me on Instagram. It's Ariana 252525. I know it's long, but it's worth it. And then also go to DFH Cocktails on Instagram or dfhcocktails.com. Definitely want to be in the know and stay tuned, have your ear to the ground for when that drops, because it's going to be very exciting. You'll be able to make some of my favorite cocktails at home with a beautiful experience that I've curated for everyone.
I'm so excited for that. That's so exciting. Love it. And everyone tune into Vanderpump Rules Tuesdays at 9 p.m. always. Ariana, this was so fun. Thanks so much. And we'll talk soon.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. For more celebrity interviews, subscribe to We Should Talk on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us, as any show of support you can give us would be greatly appreciated. You can follow me at Gibsonoma on Twitter and Instagram, and you can follow In The Know at In The Know on Twitter and at Watch In The Know on Instagram. We'll talk to you next time.